Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to hour number three, live right here on this Thursday. It is our third and final on the early line on Sports Grid. We continue to set the stage here on this Thursday, but not just any ordinary Thursday. It is draft day in the National Football League. Donnie and I will do a pick six starting in our next segment together, much to the delight of DRS. Tom Vecchio will join us later on to end out this third and final hour for the prop perspective on this Thursday, because the draft is happening, and maybe that's your main focus and your main priority, but we still have three NBA playoff games. We still got Stanley Cup playoff action on the ice. And we've got nine MLB games on this Thursday as well. Plenty for TV Tom to dive into. Plenty of thoughts and bets coming your way here in this third and final hour.
Absolutely. Getting set up for the draft tonight where superstars will be made. But also understand this. Like, if you're looking at this saying, well, where's the juice for the draft? Like, we know draft pick one, two, and three. Technically, you might think you do based on, let's just say, the overall odds at the FanDuel Sportsbook. But we're not that far removed, Ben, where it was, well, who are we going to pick first? Well, he's already under contract to that team 4 days ahead of the draft. Then two falls in line and three falls in line, where you didn't have any instance where it's like, oh, we don't know what's going to happen. You knew what was going to happen because they already signed the contracts, and signability was a big deal before they started slotting the players in their draft picks and how much money they can make. So we do have intrigue. I'm just waiting and holding out hope that this afternoon we get something that sends shockwaves on the Richter scale right through the NFL draft. That's what we need here. Picks are on the move. Players are on the move. What's going to happen? Let's see.
Again, the idea of trades is not happening this year, but it is happenstance often in the NFL draft cycle, either from years previous or in that specific year, to see trades prior to the draft. Even if we don't see any prior to 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight, when the Titans are on the clock with the first overall selection, we should see at least a few throughout draft night and the duration of 1 through 32. The DRS, of course, a lot of trades and movement happens because of quarterbacks. You see teams trying to fly up the draft order to get their signal caller of the future. This not perceived as the greatest quarterback class here in 2025. One of the reasons we haven't seen those flurries of deals so far. But when we look at the presumed top two quarterbacks for the 2025 class, who's going to have a better rookie year? Who's going to have a better NFL career? We debate between Cam Ward and Shador Sanders by first asking all of you in Fade the Public. At Sports Grid on Twitter, which quarterback will have a better NFL career? Donnie, Cam Ward is a minus 50,000 favorite to be the first overall pick. And in the last 36 hours or so, Shador Sanders is seeing his draft stock take a stumble, and he might end up late in the opening round at 21st overall, as the odds are indicating right now, to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not quite the comparison of last year, Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels, one versus two. But for most of this draft cycle, really since the end of the college football, football and NFL seasons, respectively. We thought there were really two quarterbacks with a first-round grade who would go up neck and neck against each other. Of course, there is some difference now between where Ward is slotted and where Sanders is expected to go. But still, those two quarterbacks we have really compared throughout this draft process. Obviously, because of those distinctions, Cam Ward runs away with the fade the public poll. Nearly 84% of our public vote, DRS, on Twitter saying Cam Ward is set to have the better NFL career. I'm not so sure you could argue that type of assessment at this moment, but did you?
For me, like, I voted Cam Ward. I think he's going to be the better quarterback, but there's also, you know, things that you can play into it where 84% of the votes coming in on Cam Ward, that's a little bit out of whack. That's like saying, like, okay, Shador is just going to be a complete bust, and Cam Ward's on his way to get a bust in Canton as a Hall of Fame member. Right. But understand this, too. Both of these quarterbacks coming from different environments where it was Cam Ward, nobody wanted me out of high school, let me fight my way all the way to Miami and become the number one overall pick, where I had to grind and fight everywhere I went. This isn't a knock against Shador Sanders, where the talent coming out of high school was certainly there, but the father was Deion, grooming him all along to be a great NFL slash quarterback slash athlete, took him to Jackson State, then over to Colorado, and was always going to be planted in that position to succeed. And he has succeeded here. So for my money, I do think it's Cam Ward. I think he has a better arm, and just the moxie that he showed at Miami, which, again, a joke for about sure. Where, you know, I didn't know much about Cam Ward, watching him on the Pacific West Coast, didn't get too many, you know, visions of him, but him at Miami, he passes the test in everything. Cool, calm, collected, big throws and big moments, ran a great offense there, and certainly fighting his way to being the top overall draft when it wasn't at the beginning of the season he was going to be number one, or even at the end of the season people thought he'd be number one. There was a lot of question marks. I just like everything about Cam, but again, Shador Sanders in no way, shape, or form should be only 16% of the vote today on which quarterback should have a better career, him or Cam Ward.
DRS, we have talked so much about Shador Sanders and his draft odds profile because of the singular and individual prospect that he is, and because how much those markets have moved around his draft stock. A top five pick? Probably not. A top 10 pick? Well, as of last week, it seemed like a surefire occurrence. Now we're debating if he's a first-round pick and maybe even outside of the top 20. We'll get back to Shador in just a second. But because of all the conversation around Sanders, we haven't spent a ton of time discussing Cam Ward and highlighting the prospect he is going one of one in first overall. Again, we have referenced this a few times. Last year, Caleb Williams was a minus 100,000 favorite to be the first overall pick. That was probably the price on Caleb Williams the year prior, after 2022's college football season and winning the Heisman Trophy before he had to return to USC based on eligibility and when he could declare for the NFL draft. He was the prince that was promised always at number one. Of course, Jaden Daniels ran away with Offensive Rookie of the Year. Trevor Lawrence was a surefire first overall pick out of Clemson for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We have seen incredibly strong favorites like Ward's price on draft day at minus 50,000 to go first overall, but Cam Ward was not necessarily always that guy. As you alluded to, DRS, nearing the close of the college football season, Cam Ward wasn't the favorite to go first overall. Heck, even entering Combine Week just about 2 months ago, he was only a minus 120, minus 135 favorite to be that first overall pick. Now we just await official confirmation at minus 50,000. Cam Ward's story is a unique one. A zero-star recruit out of high school that started at the FCS level at Incarnate Word. Went from Incarnate Word to Pullman to play at Washington State. Transfers from Wazoo for his final year of college football at Miami. Is a first-team All-American, the first Hurricane ever to win ACC Player of the Year, the first Heisman finalist for Miami since the early 2000s, and you see it right there, 39 passing touchdowns of his 43 total, set Miami single-season records, DRS, for passing yards, more than 4,300, and passing touchdowns at 39. Cam Ward is going to get his coronation as the first overall pick tonight, incorrectly so.
And he should, right? And you see that the elevation. And also understand this. This could be interesting for quarterbacks down the line as well. Don't you remember last year where he was like, I'm going to the pros. Like, I'm not going back to college. Decided to put his name back in college, winds up at Miami. And instead of being like, ooh, he might be an intriguing prospect somewhere down the line to solidify himself as the number one overall draft pick. That's pretty cool.
The NFL Draft Pick 6 here on the Early Line. Up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
A 2025 NFL Draft Pick 6 live right here on this Thursday on the Early Line on Sports Grid. It is draft day in the shadows of Lambeau Field out in parking lot 3. The NFL draft takes place on this Thursday night in Green Bay. Round 1 tonight, rounds 2 and 3 tomorrow, rounds 4 through 7 to close things out come your way on Saturday afternoon. By the way, let me just say, Sports Grid's draft special begins tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We have you completely covered for the entirety of tonight's opening round. It will be myself, Kevin Walsh, and Joe Lisi providing that odds analysis and the perspective on the prospects as we know it for the 2025 NFL Draft, and a second set that will feature a second crew of Mike Blewett and our Sports Grid NFL insider in Adam Kaplan. The NFL wrinkles to all of this, team needs, and how these prospects are going to fit into the plans for the futures of these franchises. All of that DRS starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight here on Sports Grid.
It's a good one. Is Joe Lisi's sole job tonight on the desk to explain in the eyes of an LSU fan of how the draft breaks down and how other players played against LSU and how that should influence your picking them and where they should go in the draft? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to look forward to.
Basically, it's how does he view a prospect? Did that prospect either win him a lot of money during their college football careers, or did they lose him a wager? Because if so, that's kind of how he does his mocks and his main evaluation tool for the 2025 NFL draft. Ours, DRS, a little bit different. We will go through our pick six, a slightly different pick six, of course, in terms of category. A team to watch, of course, maybe somebody that could be on the move or surprise us with a selection tonight. A sleeper, maybe for the opening round or just to know later on throughout this draft. The team that will draft Shador Sanders. How many quarterbacks do we see in round number one? A round one best bet in the position of Mr. Irrelevant. That ticket can be cashed on Saturday with the final pick in the 2025 NFL draft. All right, DRS, begin your pick six. The team to watch tonight in a draft order so far that has seen zero movement is which franchise?
The New York Giants, they're in position to do something really good if they have an ownership group, which I trust, and I don't. They have a general manager that you should trust, and I don't. They have a head coach that you trust, and I don't. But outside of that, things are looking up for the New York Giants. Why? Because they hold the number three draft pick tonight. This is a three-player draft. Really, technically, it's probably a two-player draft, but quarterbacks usually get removed from the equation. The two best players in this draft are Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. The Giants will get one of those at number three. But the question for me is, what did they do in the rest of the first round? They only have one draft pick in the first round. What else are they going to do? Do they trade back in to get a quarterback that they deem can be your franchise guy? And I don't care what quarterback it is, Ben. If they feel it's Milroe, if they feel it's Shook, if they feel it's Sanders, like on that timeline here, or even Jackson Dart, I think that would be intriguing because you didn't come away in the draft saying we had to force quarterback at three because we were dumb enough to win a football game at the end of the season. You might have actually lucked out by doing that by saying, all right, we really liked Cam Ward and we probably would have taken him number one overall, but we don't have that luxury now. Let's get a generational player at three, trade back into the first round and get our quarterback of the future, and we win multiple ways on the draft. But as I just told you, Ben, I don't trust the coach, the general manager, or the owner to be smart enough to make the right decisions in order to do that. But the Giants tonight, certainly my team to watch on what they do.
Yeah. DRS, listen, I would agree with you. I'm not exactly sure the Giants are going to move out of that spot, but it would make a lot of logistical sense. You have already solidified your quarterback room, it would appear, for 2025. What do you need? Talent? Yeah. Everywhere. And we gave New York so much flack, and honestly, correctly so, for winning that Week 17 game against a Colts team that was still in the hunt for the playoffs, even if it seemed unlikely, as a touchdown underdog at home. Because had they not, they would have been drafting number one overall in a very different story for the Giants in 2025, perhaps Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Now drafting third overall, DRS, and still having a chance at a quarterback, and yet deciding more than likely not to go that way is intriguing. Minus 3,500 is the price on Abdul Carter to be the third overall pick. But as Donnie highlighted, is he a prospect talented enough to move the market, to have somebody trade up the draft board? I would say so. We'll see if it happens. DRS, it does seem the top five, at least from the odds perspective, is rather solidified. And if you ask me right here, right now, what would I say that exact order is? Cam Ward 1, Travis Hunter 2, Abdul Carter 3, Will Campbell 4, Ashton Jeanty now 5. It's a minus 165 price on the FanDuel Sportsbook. I'd say, yeah, that's likely and worth a bet. But I do really think Jacksonville is intriguing. The Jags don't desperately need a running back in Ashton Jeanty. Is that the smartest move for rookie head coach Liam Cohen and rookie GM, whose name I am forgetting right now in Jacksonville, young guy James something? Is that the smartest move for this new era of Jaguars football? To pair Jeanty alongside Trevor Lawrence, is that going to make the biggest difference for this Jags organization? I would say no, although I believe Ashton Jeanty is talented enough. But really the question becomes, DRS, is Ashton Jeanty a guy that teams are willing to trade up for by a spot, a few spots, even into the top five? I would say maybe, just maybe, right now. And I do think Jacksonville is that wild card with the fifth overall pick tonight.
Yeah, no, and you're right about it. They sit right in that prime position. Like, the number four spot I do think is intriguing as well with New England, but also putting out the smoke screen. We talked about Shedeur Sanders earlier saying, well, the Steelers probably want him at 21. If you want Shedeur Sanders, you probably got to jump the Pittsburgh Steelers based on the smoke screens. The same thing with the Jacksonville Jaguars. If they're putting out feelers like, we really like Ashton Jeanty here, you better trade up ahead of them or trade with them to get that said player. So I think it's a pretty good pick as we're going higher up in the draft. Me, the number three pick, same sort of situation, but looking at it saying we're going to get a great player, and then can we trade back up? And you looking at it as maybe the pivot point in the draft where the first major deal goes down in order to get that running back, which we think is going to land in Jacksonville.
And again, if it's Ashton Jeanty at minus 230, for him to cash that ticket as the fifth overall pick,
fans will love that.
Doesn't have to be the Jags making that selection. The rest of our NFL draft pick six, it continues up next, live right here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Our 2025 NFL Draft Pick 6 continues here on this Thursday on TEL. A team to watch, either for the decision they make or maybe trading out of their original draft position. Donnie highlighted the Giants. I highlighted the Jags. Now let's talk a sleeper, either for night number one or day two, or perhaps the entirety of the draft, at least a prospect DRS that we want to highlight that should be on everybody's radar when he steps into the National Football League. Who is that guy for you?
Let me read you the statistics last year. 117 receptions, 1,555 yards, and 10 touchdowns in a meaningless bowl game, which was not meaningless to this gentleman who was trying to shatter records. 17 catches, 213 yards, and a touchdown in that game. This player, Harold Fannin Jr. of the Bowling Green Falcons. He is a tight end. He is an exciting tight end and also one of those uncovered gems where you didn't see him on your TV screen every week. You only got to see him in action on a Tuesday and a Wednesday night in November. But this guy puts up statistics, 6'4", 230. And where was he born, Ben? Canton, Ohio? Is it just scripted perfectly where life begins in Canton and memorialized with a bust in Canton when it's all said and done? This kid can pick up those feet and put them down and run people over and out jump people. I like my guy, Harold Fannin Jr., tight end, a player to watch in this draft.
Yep, no doubt about it, DRS. I think Harold Fannin Jr. deserves a lot more credit than we will see. He is not going to be a first-round pick, more than likely, but it's a really good tight end class. It's also a really good running back class. It might not be the greatest QB class we have ever seen, but I do think there's a chance we see three tight ends drafted in the first round, led by Tyler Warren, Michigan's Colston Loveland, and Mason Taylor, son of Jason, out of LSU. But whoever gets Harold Fannin Jr., either on day two or day three, rounds two through seven, I think has a gem. Seen more as a pass catcher, maybe not the best inline blocker you have ever seen. I think the guy's a dog and is going to have a very successful NFL career. FBS record for the most receiving yards in a single season by a tight end. 1,555 this past year for the Falcons. Block buster type of player in my estimation. My sleeper DRS is maybe the best interior D lineman out of Michigan tonight, and it's not Mason Graham who I am discussing. I think Kenneth Grant is going to be an instant impact type of player as soon as he enters the National Football League. Now, Donnie, I live in New York State, as you well know. If I was in New Jersey, a bet I would have made last week, even around a minus 215 price, would have been Kenneth Grant to be a first-round pick. Sometimes when you don't live in a state you can bet the NFL draft, you lose numbers. Kenneth Grant is now minus 480 to be a first-round selection. Mason Graham is probably the first Michigan player to be drafted tonight. But I do think we will see four players from the maize and blue go in tonight's opening round. Mason Graham, Colston Loveland, the tight end, Will Johnson, the corner, and then keep an eye on the game wrecker and havoc bringer that is Kenneth Grant. I think he is going to be a sensational first-round selection for somebody later on in tonight's opening round. If you could give me a top 20 price, I would probably sprinkle on Kenneth Grant, but our only available odds, top 5, top 10, first round. If he does have a draft position prop open up later this afternoon, I'll probably lean the under.
Yeah, we'll see where some of these tight ends go, too. Talking about Loveland as well from Michigan, and also Fannin as well, going a little bit later. But the Philadelphia Eagles at 32, last year of a contract for one of their better tight end prospects that they drafted a few years ago in Dallas Goedert, could be up in there as well. So a lot of fun, a lot of intrigue, and also a lot of high risers that might surprise tonight for us as well. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And DRS, what was really interesting about Mason Graham yesterday, had a minus 12,000 price during the afternoon to be a top 10 selection, and yet did not have one of the two best prices at any of the spots 6 through 10.
Can't figure him out.
Ashton Jeanty became that favorite to go 5th overall. Now Mason Graham is the favorite at plus 170 to go 8th to the Carolina Panthers, who I think are investing in one form or another along that D line. Mason Graham, Jalen Walker out of Georgia, or maybe Mykel Williams. DRS, we've got 30 seconds left here in this segment. Then in our following segment, we will finish out the pick 6 with a lot of focus on the quarterback spot, including the team to draft Shedeur Sanders and how many QBs we see in tonight's opening round. All of that and plenty more draft discussions coming your way as we round out the pick 6 up next, live right here on the Early Line on Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One of the main storylines for tonight, and perhaps the biggest question of the opening round of the 2025 NFL Draft, where is Shedeur Sanders going? We'll try to tell you here on the Early Line. We wrapped out our NFL draft pick 6 in 2025. DRS, which team, which NFL franchise is drafting Shedeur Sanders?
I'm picking the Giants again as my watch team because I do think they need a quarterback of the future. I don't think the Giants can come away with a project quarterback, which again, if you're looking at the first round and there's a couple names that are popping up, we're not talking about any one of those guys as like a project quarterback. You're talking about those quarterbacks, let's just say the handful of the first 4 or 5, they can be starting quarterbacks and franchise guys possibly if things work out. Not like the Giants take a 6th round flyer on a quarterback that nobody ever heard of. They're like, okay, we grabbed the quarterback and got him. And that's why I talk about the Giants, because also when you're looking at like, how do you sell an ownership group? And we're just talking about the Mara family at this point on you coming back. It's drafting a quarterback and saying, I can groom this guy into being a starting quarterback and we can win a lot of football games, which does buy you time in the NFL. Now, the conspiracy theories that Kevin and I talk about on Moneyline, which Kevin had a great one, where teams don't want to draft Shedeur Sanders because they feel if they draft him and he plays okay or doesn't play the first year, that the ownership group is going to fire the general manager and the coach and hire Deion Sanders, and he comes in to take their job. You would have to think that head coach is here. Like, Mike Tomlin, do you think Mike Tomlin's thinking about that for the Steelers? Like, man, if I get, you know, Deion's kid this year and we win one more game than we lose, I might get fired and in comes Deion. Like, no. But the Giants, it's kind of funny that conspiracy theory would have legs. Like, they got to protect their own, which they've been doing for the past couple years. But again, making the smart decision for a franchise, you do have to start the quarterback sooner than later, even if you have a Russell Wilson and or a Winston at this point. But I just think the Giants getting a quarterback makes a lot of sense. And I don't think it's the smoke screens that were, hey, you know what? We don't like Shedeur, but we love Jackson Dart. A team shouldn't be releasing that type of information through their scouts or head coach before the draft starts, or putting it out there as an absolute smokescreen is a smarter move.
So, DRS, let me ask you, if the Giants do end up selecting Shedeur Sanders, where do you think that is? Not 3rd overall, I would presume.
I don't think so, but hear me out on this, because I don't know if you want to, if Shedeur is your guy, you probably would just take him at 3. But there's a little bit of question marks there, which brings me to my next equation. If the Steelers stay at 21 and don't draft Shedeur Sanders, I would think the Giants would have enough capital and make it make sense financially to move up into the mid-20s, where it's not going to cost you nearly as much as 12, right. 13, 14, or 15. I do think that's a big price point, because if you want to jump ahead of the Steelers, which then the Steelers would know they have to jump ahead, it's like, oh, you know, we got our number three overall pick. Yes, we wanted a quarterback, but if you were that sold where you're jumping up using future ones, you should have just got the kid at three and said, we'll deal with it later at that point, right? So that's what I look at, where Sanders to the Giants makes sense if he gets into the 20s.
If Shedeur Sanders is not picked by Pittsburgh at 21 overall, there is a really good chance that despite being a minus 480 favorite now to be a first round selection, he ends up going round two, because there are not many teams following the Saints at 9, really 10 through 20, and then the Steelers at 21, and then 22 through 32 that would even look at a quarterback with the investment of a first-round pick. Maybe some future eyes, but with a first-round pick, that remains to be seen. The Giants have the second pick of the second round at 34th overall. The Browns have the first pick of round two tomorrow night on a Friday, 33rd overall. DRS, I have told you oftentimes, the team that I have always thought would draft Shedeur Sanders would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. To me, it just made the most sense for a variety of aspects. Now I think the Steelers don't even have to move off that number 21 overall selection and get their quarterback for the future. For Pittsburgh, it would be the third time in this millennium they have drafted a quarterback in round one. Ben Roethlisberger in 2004 at 11th overall. Kenny Pickett at 20th overall in 2022. Shedeur Sanders maybe at 21st overall here in 2025. I bet the Steelers at a plus 900 price to be the team to draft Shedeur now close to a month ago when I was out in New Jersey. I hope by the time I get to New Jersey later for our Sports Grid draft special, that ticket is cashed. It's now minus 135 for Pittsburgh to be the team to draft Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, no, it makes some sense. And look, the eyes are pointing that direction. He's going to go in the first round because, again, quarterbacks get overdrafted. We'll take a look in just a few moments how many quarterbacks we think go in the first round. But, I would be surprised if he makes it into the mid-20s, which then puts a lot of other teams on the clock saying, if we liked him a little bit, boy, we got value. We don't have to trade into the top five to get him. We just have to trade back into the first round. Much more manageable position. I can't imagine he slips out of the 20s there. But if he does, that's why I talk about the Giants. But the Steelers, like, wouldn't that be perfect? Like, I don't think they traded up for Ben Roethlisberger, and he turned out to be a great pick, even after a couple quarterbacks were already taken before him. Same thing here with Shedeur Sanders. Like, if Pittsburgh gets Shedeur at 21, doesn't use any capital, and feels like they have their franchise guy, that's a big-time home run, specifically if he turns out to be a Pro Bowl-caliber player.
That was, of course, the Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers draft, where Manning was drafted first by the Chargers, traded for Phillip Rivers, who was drafted by the Giants. And, of course, as you know, the rest is history. Big Ben there at 11th overall. All right, DRS, I do believe we see two quarterbacks in round number one, but I want to know what you think. How many QBs do we see tonight in the opening round?
If I say Cam Ward's going number one overall, which he will be, and I know Shedeur Sanders go in the first round, somebody's going to reach, because we're not also taking a look at like the Lamar Jackson move. Right. Hey, trade back into the first round, last pick, because we think he's going to be a good quarterback, but maybe need an extra year to really make sure. Lamar was great right off the bat, which worked out in spades. What a great move for the Baltimore Ravens. Now, understand this. If Shedeur Sanders does go 21, that means we have roughly 10, just over 10 picks, where other teams that need quarterbacks understand it's very important to take that quarterback in the first round and the second round, because the extra year that you can hold that quarterback under your own exchange, like the arbitration years in baseball, we have for a couple more years. You get the extra fifth year as opposed to the 4 years. That's why I believe it. So if your pick comes true and Shedeur goes 21 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, my goodness, there has to be another quarterback that goes before the end of the first round. Because if we're hearing all this smoke on players that they think might be good, trust me right now, taking that quarterback 36 is stupid. Spend the extra capital to get him in the first round so you have the extra year to hold on to him so you can develop that said quarterback.
It's just a matter if you can find a trade partner. So DRS, sure. That brings us to Jackson Dart, mm-hmm. who is a -350 favorite to be a first round pick. Dart's draft position prop is 25.5, that tail portion of tonight's opening round. When you look at Dart, the team that is favored mm-hmm. to draft the Ole Miss signal caller is the New York Giants. At -120. Of course, that's not going to be third overall, but again, it's the idea of the Giants, who have the second pick of the second round, trying to trade back into the late portion of the mm-hmm. first round to go get Jackson Dart. I'm just not so sure it happens. I'll take the plus money to the under of the 2.5 for the number of quarterbacks in the first round. I think we only see two QBs at +125. DRS, your round one best bet is what?
Round one best bet, and usually it's like, hey, let me take a -200 to make sure it gets to the window. Look at all this Giants talk this morning for me. Donnie hates the Giants. Well, Donnie doesn't necessarily like the Giants, but he does like money and fun angles to play on the Giants, like taking a team total to the over, which again includes a 5-1 price that Shador ends up with the New York Giants in the first round. Mm. And again, it is a long shot because they would have to make a trade. They don't have the, hey, we have pick number 3 and 28 out there. Like, no, you don't. You have to trade into it. I just think there's smoke where the Giants are telling us they love another quarterback. Man, you can't let that get out there, right? Like, the Pittsburgh Steelers probably said, like, whoa, whoa, who said we like Shador Sanders at this point at 21? You got to keep that smoke light, which I do think there's something that Shador in the Big Apple can be a lightning rod. I think the Giants would like that.
DRS, it feels right now your best bets are either hefty minus money or a big plus money sprinkle, so it's not crazy to see those odds. I have two. The team to draft Omarion Hampton, the Denver Broncos, at -110, and Emeka Egbuka going under 26.5 for his draft position prop. TV Tom, next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
There is so much going on this Thursday, so we have to deliver that prop perspective with the jack of all trades live right here on the early line on Sports Grid. That is TV Tom Vecchio of Sports Grid here on TEL to set the stage for a triple header of game threes tonight in the NBA playoffs. Some action on the ice in the Stanley Cup postseason, and of course, some Major League Baseball with a 9-game slate on this Thursday on the diamond. And if there's any draft thoughts, Vecchio, you can deliver that as well. Tom, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks for being here on the early line.
Of course, thanks for having me. I don't have too many draft thoughts. The only one would be the Giants passing on a quarterback would be an absolute failure. Russell Wilson's only going to be there for a few years, but we have a lot to get to. We got day baseball, two sets of sports and playoffs. Let's roll.
Yeah, absolutely. Sir. So, Vecchio, let's dive right in. Let's start with our nightcap tonight in what has already been the most compelling opening round playoff series that we expect to be decided by a razor-thin margin the entire duration. To L.A. we go for game number three between the Clippers and the Nuggets. The Clips, a five-point favorite. Tom, the largest spread we have seen so far in any of these opening three games in the opening round, and a total that stands at 213. Denver won game one in OT by two, 112-110. LA won game two on the road at altitude as an ever-so-slight favorite by three, 105-102. Vecchio, are we going to see that tightly contested game three tonight in Los Angeles?
We are. And, you know, got to say, right when I first saw the line, like, you know, plus 180, plus 185, whatever, for the Denver money line seems really enticing. Like, they have played well. And you could say maybe they snuck away with the win in game one, certainly on board for that discussion. And, you know, losing game two, like, this is a coin flip series. But if it's a coin flip series and we're getting nearly 2-1, I think that's, like, it's a pretty good spot to be looking. So I'll be on Denver on the plus five. I haven't gotten to the money line just yet. But ultimately, this game's all about the under. And that's really where we're going to start to see things turn for the series, as we've seen a lot of these games start to end with teams, you know, with fewer than 100 points. You're starting to see the turnovers pile up, 20 in the first game for the Clippers, 20 in the second game for the Nuggets. This back and forth, true playoff style basketball, which is what I love to see. I just don't see either team pulling away by a significant margin. I also think that we're going to see the Clippers make a real effort to do a significant better job when it comes to rebounding the Bucks. They got out-rebounded by a significant margin in game two, and that's just going to lead to fewer possessions for the Denver Nuggets. So I do like them to cover, but I don't think that this game is going to be a 5-6 point outing.
Yeah, if there's any series that deserves to go seven games here in the NBA right now, it's the Nuggets and the Clippers. Should be entertaining all the way through. But let's get here. We're not going to go out to Pontiac and check out the Silverdome. That's gone. We're not going to go to Auburn Hills and check out the Palace. That's gone as well. Little Caesars Arena tonight, downtown Detroit, where the New York Knicks right now are a favorite at the FanDuel Sportsbook at -1.5 and a total that sits at 214. Do the Pistons take control this series, or do the Knicks just have too much talent here and maybe what we saw in New York was a facade?
I think the Pistons can cover one of the halves. Either they come out strong, and if they come out strong, I'm not sure if they're going to be able to hold on to it, but I do see that fight from them. I know this sounds all over the place, but here's what it comes down to. The Pistons have outplayed the Knicks in what? Five of the eight quarters, six of the eight quarters. So depending on if that young team can continuously put together these consecutive quarters, that's what will put them in this game. If the Knicks pull out ahead early, which is what I'm initially anticipating, I'm not sure the Pistons will have enough to come back into it. So we round this all together, and where does this lead me? It leads me to Karl Anthony Towns coming out early for the Knicks after having a disaster of a second half in that game two. Not a single shot attempt in the final 18 minutes. One of the best scoring big men, not just a guy that can get down low and score, one of the best shooting big men who can step out and hit the three. So a bet that I rarely make, a player in the first quarter, his points prop, over 4.5 points for Karl Anthony Towns in the first quarter, sitting at plus 102. Again, this can be done in literally two field goal attempts. He can step out and hit the three. He gets down low, two field goal attempts close to the basket, and end one could put him over 4.5, whether it's Brunson, whether it's Tom Thibodeau. They have to make an adjustment in the offense to give Karl Anthony Towns the ball early and often, and not just early and often, consistent throughout the game.
21.5, the points prop overall for the entirety of the game for Karl Anthony Towns. He had 23-11 in the game one win for the New York Knicks, just 10-6 in the game two defeat against Detroit. Vecchio, we don't have to spend much time on this before Donnie asks you your favorite MLB play of this Thursday. Game three tonight in Memphis. Grizzlies and the Thunder, OKC, a 9.5 point road favorite. They are favored to sweep Memphis in this opening round set. Do the Grizzlies show any fight tonight at home?
Ultimately, no. You know, I think if you wanted to go all in on the Thunder, just based on what we've seen, you just take their team total. You take the Thunder team total over, the Memphis team total under. You could take the game under. You could, I would say, even play the Thunder -12.5, -13. Find an alt spread. They're going to run away with the series.
All right, Major League Baseball today, battle of the lefties in Washington. I got gored last night by Washington not allowing more than 4.5 runs to the Orioles. But tonight's Povich, it's Gore, two lefties on the mound, basically a pick 'em and an 8.5. Any angles for this game, Tom, for you?
Let's go to Cade Povich under 15.5 outs. It is sitting on minus 135. He's a lefty that I have a lot of interest in. He is on my dynasty team. I am starting him today just to make things clear. But ultimately, I like him under 15.5 outs. He's been off to a rough start this season. And it's really, there's no signs that it will get significantly better soon. He has a 6.3 ERA, and Donnie, you know, we don't love to use ERA, but he has a 4.25 xFIP, which is ultimately good. Like, that's not great. The walks are an issue with him. His strikeout rate is only at 20%. Mm-hmm. Some fly balls here or there, some home runs here or there. And, you know, call me crazy, but this Nats lineup, they're actually putting together some offense. So I don't like what we've seen from Cade Povich thus far. And while I've interest in him long-term as a prospect, it's probably not going to turn today.
I mean, what happened to the Baltimore Orioles? They have lost three consecutive games. They're five games sub 500 at 9-14. They gave up 24 runs against the Reds over the weekend. They've been beat by the Nats in two straight in this midweek set. Things are bad right now.
I know what Donnie's going to say. Donnie's going to say we need to get rid of the franchise and combine the Nats and Orioles because there's no reason for that area to have two teams.
Yeah, it's an inter-squad scrimmage today. Let's go. Do it. Throw the Wizards DMV in there, too. They'll play baseball. Yeah. No, sit down, DMV. Sit down.
Oh, DMV, sit down. Vecchio, we'll still be here in our next segment together, but we got to send DRS to the money line. Donnie, have a great rest of your trip. Or on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Live right here on the early line on Sports Grid. Tom Vecchio here for a second consecutive segment. The jack of all trades, you might have noticed. Hey, prop perspective. Where were those hockey picks for Stanley Cup playoff action from TV Tom? Well, we got him here today. Vecchio, as we continue through this opening round, a couple of results last night. The Kings now up 2-0 on the Oilers, trying to exact their playoff revenge of Edmonton, who has sent LA bounced from the opening round in each of the last three seasons. We have seen the Washington Capitals take a 2-0 series lead against the Canadiens and a slightly stunning upset. Not quite an upset, but the Dallas Stars win in overtime for their second consecutive game over the Colorado Avalanche and now hold a 2-1 series lead. Vecchio, of the results yesterday, which one stands out to you the most?
Stands out to me the most would be the Avs losing at home. You know, they had a lot of juice coming into this game. Their captain, Gabriel Landeskog, returned after a three-year absence. He has been out since they won the Stanley Cup in 2022 due to an injury, and he finally made his way back after 3 years of recovery. They come out, they score the first goal. Obviously, the game goes to overtime, and the Stars get it done. Obviously, the Stars are a very good team. They struggled at the end of the season, but I expect the Avs to bounce back in Game 4. They're still a very good team, and their defense has been much, much better than I anticipated.
Yeah, it's going to be a great series there. The Kings, again, hoping to have the last laugh over Edmonton. Finally, Alexander Ovechkin and the Caps off to a great start. Vecchio, the team that maybe has looked the most impressive so far in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Carolina Hurricanes, absolutely stomping all over the New Jersey Devils in their opening round playoff set. And because of it, The Canes have started to see some separation in those Stanley Cup prices. Plus 440 for Carolina, now more than $2 in front of our reigning Cup champs in the Florida Panthers. We'll talk about Game 2 in the Sunshine State in just a moment. Vecchio, you've expressed some skepticism around Carolina being this short in comparison of a Stanley Cup favorite. Have they earned the distinction in your mind to be those Stanley Cup favorites right now?
Still no. The answer is no. And even if I didn't think that, I still don't think that's a great price to be betting them at. You know, Frederik Andersen in net for the Canes is still that big question mark for me. And he's a goalie where if you only see 10 or 15 shots, he'll probably look pretty good. But if you see more and more shots, the mistakes are going to come through. And he often has like this lapse or like, hey, that was kind of a weird play. Why that happens? Like, he's had these playoff inconsistencies before. And with the Devils so shorthanded, they already don't have Jack Hughes. They lost Luke Hughes. They lost a handful of other players in the first two games. They are now really, really shorthanded. So he's actually having a pretty easy go with things. If he has to play the Capitals, if he has to play the Leafs, he has to play the Panthers, the Lightning, whoever might be in that conference final, they are not going to do the same things that the Devils are, because the Devils don't have that push on offense because they're missing some of their best players. I still think there's value outside of the Canes.
Where would you go with that value then? Because the Canes are kind of becoming shorter and shorter by the day.
The Caps are still sitting there 10-1, and they're going to have home ice throughout. So if they can get past the Canes number is just bad. I think the Caps are still the spot to go. As I've said before, I have a ticket on the Lightning at 17-1. They're in a tough spot, but I do still like where they are.
So we've got four games tonight on the ice, one game two, three game threes. Let's talk about the game two in the Sunshine State between the reigning Cup champs, the Florida Panthers, who stole game one in Tampa earlier this week, and the Lightning looking for a bounce back. Do you expect just that, Vecchio, a Bolts bounce back tonight on home ice?
I absolutely do. If there's any coach in the league, you know, a handful of them that will make adjustments on a game-to-game basis, it's John Cooper for the Lightning, obviously. Plenty of historic success from him, but the team looked good at times in that game versus Florida. Obviously, the box score by them, you know, giving up six goals doesn't really imply that, but they looked good. You know, their offense was moving. Jake Gensel looked good, obviously a proven playoff performer. So game-to-game adjustments is where this will come down to. A true chess match between two phenomenal head coaches. I like Tampa to bounce back this year. Is going six or seven games.
So the other three games tonight already in game three, which means a change of location to Minnesota. The Wild and the Golden Knights tied at a game apiece. The Jets up 2-0 over St. Louis. The Leafs up 2-0 over the Senators. Vecchio, which of the other three game threes that we have most intrigues you?
It's got to be the Senators at home, their first playoff game in, was it 7-8 years since they've had, since they made the playoffs. This has to be a first period total goals under 1.5 at -104. The Senators cannot let the Leafs get out ahead, as we have seen, and let them score, and then they have to play from behind. That's just not the path to the Senators winning. The path to the Senators winning is winning 2-1, maybe the empty net goal to get them 3-1, but it has to be a low-scoring game.
Low-scoring playoff affair. Tom Vecchio always delivers on this Thursday. Vecchio, have a great rest of your day. The Early Line returns tomorrow, 8 a.m. Eastern, on a Friday on Sports Grid.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.